Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. Having mentioned in Mishnah Aleph that a chiresh, a deaf mute, is considered to not have sufficient da'as to take truma, Mishnah Bet elaborates on that slightly. Chiresh ha-medaber ve'eno shomea, a deaf person, right? Because typically the word chiresh means deaf. So a deaf person who is able to speak but just can't hear, lo yitrom, he should not take truma. Why shouldn't he take truma? He shouldn't take truma because truma requires to take the making of a bracha, right? We have to make a bracha when we take truma, and when you make a bracha, you have to hear your own bracha. And since he can't hear his own bracha, therefore he can't make a bracha, and therefore he shouldn't take truma. However, the imitaram truma so truma. But if this deaf person who is able to communicate, so deaf but not mute, took truma, so then his truma counts. It is considered to be truma. Why? Because you're supposed to make a bracha on the truma, but the bracha is nam'akev. If you don't make a bracha, then it doesn't disqualify the truma that you separated. And therefore, right, in much the same way that that if you don't make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, it can still count. You're just supposed to make a bracha, assuming that you are able to do so. And if he doesn't make the bracha, the truma still counts. And in fact, the Mishnah elaborates, chereish, and shedibur b'chacham b'chomakom, that in general, when the chachamim speak about a chereish, that is to say, in the category of chereish shote v'katan, where the three people that are almost always listed together as people who are not considered having full da'as of an adult, this chereish that is not considered to be intelligent in the normal sense, she'ino lo shomei v'lo medaber. That's a person who can neither speak nor hear, and therefore he's really incapable of communicating and is not considered to have full adult intelligence.